Wealth is a mindset. I created this podcast because you can't learn something that you don't talk about. Wealth Chats is where the money conversations happen with no shame. Level up your financial literacy game with our weekly Wealth Chats.
Hey 99% Tribe, I am interrupting our scheduled program because I've got exciting news. We are doing our final workshop of the year. It is Robo Investing, the Set It and Forget It Simple Investing Strategy. This is going to be the last mini workshop of the year, and it is for free. You can get access to this workshop within our Facebook community, Financial Literacy for the 99%. That's where you're going to get all of this amazing content. We're going to cover things like, what actually is robo-investing? How much do you need to start? What accounts do you need to start investing with? But also, what's behind the strategy? What's the actual strategy? Can you invest while you're in debt? And all of these good things. This is really for beginners. If you just started investing, if you don't know how to invest and want to start, or if you have under $1,000 total in your investing account, this is the perfect workshop for you to get you to that next level. So again, it's a free mini workshop we are hosting in the next month here, November, and it's free in our Facebook group, Financial Literacy for the 99%. We'll see you there. Now, back to the show. Welcome back, 99% Tribe. Growth is uncomfortable, but you have to learn to celebrate it. Both the minuscule, small, to okay, to big and enormous. Growth happens on a spectrum. You can't expect it to be like a light switch where you just flick it on and flick it off, because life doesn't work that way. I had a rather unpleasant call with another fellow coach, and we clearly disagreed on a few things, but what I found that I was taken back by was that the call was a sort of meet and greet, but instead it turned into a give me help or tell me what to do. And so the growth for me here was on an emotional level, because the old me, I would have wanted to help her, but I don't believe either of us were in a space to give and receive help. So it ended up in a shit fest. And not because I can't help her, but I refuse to give free coaching on calls. If I don't have all the information and facts, I can't give or provide an educated opinion. I would only be guessing. And coaching is not about guessing. Coaching isn't even about giving you the answers. It's about bringing you to the answer so that you can learn it for yourself. In the past, emotionally, I would have been so distraught because I would have feel like I have failed as a person, failed as an individual, that I couldn't help when it was something so simple. But my growth has left me in a very uncomfortable state. And that is both feeling my emotions and processing them. Now, for anyone that's followed me, you know I have the emotional capacity in terms of regulating, managing my emotions like a 2-year-old. So about the same as my daughter, who's probably doing better than me. So this is very hard. It's something I never felt safe when it came to emotions. So this is something that I am still learning and working at. And today, I came right at the crossroads. So the second thing I would have done is I would have tried to convince them that I was right, or to show them that here's my logical, deductive reasoning and all of these things. Because I was always told the story that I am not enough to my mother, from my mother, and by my mother. So that comes up for me as a trigger. And putting that aside and just leaving the conversation as is, even though I felt like that person might have misunderstood me, I was finally okay with that. I'm getting a little emotional right now because you can probably hear it in my voice. But I was okay with walking away, letting someone else possibly misunderstand me for my own emotional well-being. That is growth. Now you're probably, how the hell is she going to tie this back to finance this time? I got you, but I got you, 99% tribe. Here's how. Because it's how we look at debt and our wealth journey. See, when you are coming back from a lot of debt, and that amount is subjective to the individual, so whether that's 10K, but anywhere 20K, 50K to 100K plus in debt, and having to come back from that is not a linear journey. You can't expect it to be, even if you have the best foolproof plan ever. You are going to slip up. It's not a bad thing, but you are going to slip up. Because if you're working a job, or even if you're in a business with sustainable revenue, for you to 10x that in the next month and keep the sustainability of having to 10x every few months is a challenge. My point is, doesn't matter whether you have a job or a business, whatever amount you've calculated in your budget or asset allocation to pay off debt, you are not going to meet that month over month without slipping even once. If you are, you are a saint, because 99% of people cannot do that. So celebrating your small wins one at a time, no matter how big or small, is going to be crucial. Because it's going to give you the awareness that your habits are changing, your thinking is changing, your triggers might even be changing, or simply you are just more quick to identify what triggers you. All of those things are growth. Because money is emotional for us, no matter how much you take it out of the equation, or gurus will have you take it out of the equation, money will always make us emotional because we always tie a value to money. And that is why we help you discover what you value first before tying a monetary value to it. Because at the end of the day, it's never $1 million that you want. It's what you can do with $1 million. Don't forget that. And if you're in debt, maybe it's, hey, on one of my cards, I have been able to make 5 payments above the minimum for 5 months. That is incredible. Celebrate however big or small it is. And just like me sitting here today, even though there's a bit of sadness in not being able to help someone else, even though you might have a bit of sadness for slipping on your goals just a little bit, it's okay. Acknowledge that growth, because that's the phase you're in, and that's what you need to accept newly. Because if it was a few months ago or a few years ago, before you started on your financial literacy or wealth journey, would you really have cared that you overspent? Probably not. But now, not only do you care, you're upset that you missed a deadline, or you're upset you missed a milestone. And all I'm saying is, as your coach in your corner, don't blame yourself for the slip-up, but rather acknowledge the slip-up as a sign that you're growing. And growth is uncomfortable. Until next time, go kick some ass, guys.
This has been Wealth Chats, where the money conversations happen with no shame. Level up your financial literacy game with us each week as we dive deeper into the wealth mindset. Join our free Facebook group as well, Financial Literacy for the 99%. Make sure to like and subscribe for more. Take care.